You know how to work one of those things over there, Dave?
Well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's called a bottle opener.
Pop a top.
Pop a top.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. You survived Winter Storm Cora.
Man, what the heck?
We had
quite a
night out here on Radio Road at the station. It's usually around 1 to 2 times a year we get to have a slumber party out here. Bob sure. Nelson, Wayne Mauser, and myself.
Yeah. On the slumber parties, do you make sure that the cooler is stocked?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to. Cheers. So,
cheers.
A little citrus spice IPA here.
Perfect.
Mm.
Good and good for you.
Does the body good.
I left here Tuesday at, 1:30, 2 o'clock, got home. Bob calls.
Yeah.
Says, I'm out here because it was election night, too. So he's out election results.
Right.
And I said, well, if the power goes out, give me a call. We have a big generator here.
Sure.
And about 5 minutes after I hung up, he called back. And I'm like, oh. Took me 1 hour and 10 minutes to get out here.
Oh, man.
And then the power was back on. But what happened is it's a piece of equipment, digital, of course.
Yeah.
They don't like power surges. We have surge protectors on everything.
Yeah.
Still doesn't guarantee you. And it took out a piece of equipment. So I bypassed it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just staying out here.
Yeah.
Turned around, Wayne Mauser walks into the back room with a six-pack of Busch Light, and we all started clapping. So,
that's fantastic. Yeah.
It was a good...
That's good stuff.
Good time, so...
Yeah, the last storm we had was the weekend we were going to open. That was like mid-January.
Yeah.
And, I'm a shoveling kind of guy. Like, I've never owned a snowblower. I like the exercise, but with the new place, there's a lot of shoveling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So after that last storm in January, I went out over to our friends at Modern Rental and got myself a used snowblower.
There you go.
They had a pretty good deal on one. And, but of course I got it after the storm, you know, so
sure.
I didn't get to use it that much. And, so then with this one, I was getting excited to use it, you know? So
sure.
I shoveled my house, and then I go down to the brewery. All right, I'm going to fire this sucker up. Once you know it, the propeller didn't, or the drive auger, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Didn't work.
So the belt was broke on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know what.
That's
I mean,
some
the,
pretty...
they're great over there. Like, they're taking care of me
sure.
and everything. But, you know, it's just...
some heavy... Yeah, that is
and
just
it was
the
heavy
luck.
Snow, you know? Like, I mean, I'm sure you did some shoveling, too. That
oh,
was,
yes.
That was some heavy stuff.
Well, I was watching one of the news stations, one of the local stations on Wednesday evening, and they were giving tips on, you know, how to prepare yourself to shovel, you know, if you start getting shortness of breath and all this and that, and when to stop. And I'm thinking, yeah, the people that already had the heart attacks, they're done. So why are you giving us the tips now?
Right.
Do that on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just kind of like,
Yeah, maybe prepare. Yeah, right. They're already dead.
Well, here's how we could have avoided that iceberg, and we wouldn't have sank
right.
the ship.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Hindsight's 20/20, as
it is.
Say.
Well, hey, you got to see Moderation
last
week.
I was going to bring that up. I had a great time. Thanks for the tour.
Yeah.
It was awesome. You had some really cool memorabilia over there.
Thank you.
The your family history over there on Poygan and your dad and your grandpa and
Wolf
those,
River and
those,
everything.
Those flat boats that you had,
duck
boats,
skiffs,
duck skiffs. Those things were awesome.
So this isn't a real tavern for people that are listening, but so you stopped over to the house, what was that, last Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday or Friday? Yeah. You were out doing public relations, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we're increasing our production, so... We're out. I've been hitting the streets, you know, trying to sell some more beer. So I'm actually, I got to let the folks know we're at the Mayville Market Piggly Wiggly now. And we're delivering over, we just delivered yesterday to the bottle shop in downtown Fond du Lac, Brick House Bottle Shop, or Brick City Bottle Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brick City.
And then we're going to be at the Brick House in Fond du Lac, I think, coming up. And then we're also at Old School over there in Green Lake.
Yeah, you kind of had like a waiting list because you were waiting to ramp up production, right?
So we're finally getting to that point where we can get out there. So,
did you have a big crowd for the storm last week?
A little quiet for the storm. Yeah.
It's funny how that works. You know, I like to kind of go out and just hang during those times, but I guess you got a wheeler back home too.
Well, yeah, you got to get back home. But the people that do go out, they really enjoy it. You know?
Right.
And especially, you know, Brewers opener.
Yes.
I mean, on Tuesday.
It's crazy.
But they had more rain down there. And I was surprised. I didn't know that they were going to play on Wednesday, but they played Wednesday.
Yeah.
Of course, they lost that one.
Euchre, I saw their little... He got on and spoke for a while there for
I was listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, and he got up and was bowing to the crowd.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it was pretty cool.
They didn't mention, I don't know how many games he's going to do this year. I guess it's kind of hit or miss.
It's just whatever ones he feels up to, basically, is what I see. And that's, again, we're still on their mailing list for emails, but we don't carry them anymore. But, you know, Greg Matzik was saying, listen, you know, Lane Grindle called more games last season than I forget how many combined of other broadcasters.
Oh.
Like he was busy.
Sure.
And he said, Euchre's 90 years old and all this. And he said, just give him a break. So it's kind of the ones that he wants to do, he'll do.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for him. He's earned it, you know?
Yeah. So moderations, you had a couple brewskis there. We told you some family history. And then did you go home right after that? It was a school night.
No, I was a good boy. I got home in time for school the next day. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
I drove in reverse. So, you know, my wife wouldn't tell how many miles I put on the car.
You actually took some off.
Then you sneak through the door. Yeah. No.
Well, that's a good 40-minute drive or so from out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you had a beautiful place. It was great.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, when you called, I'm like, uh-oh, is there something wrong with one of the stations? I'm in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Well, swing on over.
Well, we've been talking about it for 5 years.
I know. Like, well, what's funny, you said, did you eat? And I said, well, yeah, I actually just had some of Tuba Dan's chili. He made me chili.
How was the chili?
It was amazing.
I believe it.
So he puts, I forget, are you a noodles in chili guy?
I'm
or
not.
Noodles? You're not.
To me, that's goulash.
Okay, well, his is basically goulash then, because it was...
Sure.
I love noodles in it.
You do, okay.
But he had a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of hot sauce, too.
Yeah.
I was up half the night drinking water and taking Prilosec, but it was very good. So thank you to Tuba and Corky for that. But, yeah, that's the only reason I couldn't join you down there.
Well, that's all right.
I get in trouble sometimes, too, if I go out in that
neck
of the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would be like you going out here, you know.
Right. You'll have that. Yeah.
Any live entertainment coming up?
No. Well, we had some last Saturday. We had Safe Sax, and then we've got Dan Broxma coming up at the end of the month. So not next weekend, but the weekend after, I think, or maybe 2 weekends. But we are starting brewery tours. Actually, today is our first day. So running from 4 to 6 on Friday nights, and then 11 to 3 on Saturdays. You can come in and you get a tour, and comes with... a free pint glass and some samples, and then Mr. Avery, our former brewer, when I first opened, he was our brewer, and he left for a while, and he became a father, so he took some time.
I was going to say,
he's been back with us now for the last several months, and he's a great tour guide. So, I mean, the guy is hilarious, and he's got great knowledge about the process, a little bit of history, but he'll make it entertaining too.
Sure. So. What do you take, a group of 5, 10 people? Or,
yeah, one to 50, you know, whatever. But yeah, Fridays at 4, 5, and 6, and then Saturdays at from 11 to 3.
Cool, and people can just schedule. They call you or
best to just call and get your name on the list, or if you're coming in and we've got room, you know, we'll take walk-ins too. We're kind of, you know me, we're not. Great planners,
we're
kind of winging it. You know,
we'll see
how it goes. I mean, we don't want to take it too seriously.
Well, exactly, you hate to rush into things. That's why we're having a beer at 10:30 in the morning.
Exactly, you got to ease into it.
That's right. Hey, when Dan Broxma comes in town, let's get his CD and play a song again.
Definitely.
So, contact info:
7485188.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.